Today is Veterans Day in the United States. It's also known as Armistice Day because on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918, the guns of the Great War fell silent. World War I is a distant memory for Americans, but people in small French towns along what was then the Western Front still live with the aftermath of that war in the form of unexploded shells and grenades. Eleanor Beardsley spent some time with a demining team in the region and sent this report.
French demining teams are still active all over the country. This team works the area in a northern sector called Amiens, near where the Battle of the Somme was fought in 1916. Michel Collin and a colleague load up their truck with protective gear. They are about to look for ordnance that still hasn't exploded. Collin says he always takes a gas mask with him because the mustard gas can be lethal, even 91 years later. Collin says he constantly reminds the local population of the danger.
People here have grown up with these shells. They find them all the time, and so it's banal for them, and they have a tendency to see them as harmless. But these shells are charged and still active. We can't forget that these are weapons that were made to kill people, and they still do.
Two of Collin's colleagues were killed on the job this year when a stockpile of shells exploded. Collin heads out to investigate a report of some explosives that have just been found. On the way, he is stopped by a couple of people who've come across two shells by the roadside.
On va les voir.
Collin follows them. The locals say the farmers lay the shells out by the side of the road when they find them in their fields. Collin identifies the two rusted trench mortars. One is English, the other is German. The foot-long shells look ancient, but Collin says their fuses are still intact and their powder is still dry. Collin places the live shells in a sandbox in the back of his truck. He says he never drives through a village with his cargo. In 1914, Germany invaded France through Belgium. French and British troops halted the German advance. The Kaiser's soldiers then spread their forces north and south to avoid being outflanked. The result was that the two sides faced each other in parallel lines of trenches known as the Western Front. The Battle of the Somme was one of the largest and bloodiest battles of the First World War. It produced more than 1 million casualties. Colleen Gillard is leading a tour group around the battlefields.
1.5 million shells were fired in 6 days prior to the Battle of the Somme. But we have to think about it, the large amount of shells that did not explode are still coming up today. We call it the Iron Harvest. And since I've been here, all the years that I've been here, there's not many places you can't walk out in the winter, in particularly, and just pick up old rifles and munitions, shells of all types, grenades, bodies. Sadly, we're still digging up a lot of bodies.
Cemeteries and memorials pepper the countryside of the Western Front. The scars of the trenches still pock the land, although they're now covered with grass. Collin's next call is a potato field where farmer Xavier van den Driescher is harvesting his crop.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Madame.
Eleanor, enchanté.
Enchanté. Bienvenue.
Van den Driescher has found a grenade. It's round, brown, and covered in dirt. It looks just like a potato. Van den Driescher is not only a farmer, he's the mayor of the tiny village of Courchelette.
This place was on the red zone after World War I because it was considered uninhabitable. Everything was destroyed, and there were so many shells in the soil. No one was interested in coming back after the war. Today, only about 3 families out of 70 are real natives. Welcome to the village of foreigners.
Bienvenue aux étrangers.
At the end of the day, Collin wraps the shells and grenade in a plastic explosive material that resembles modeling clay. He attaches them to a long electric cable and buries them deep in the ground. He then moves about 75 yards away and hits the detonator button.
3, 2, 1, 2.
The explosion is nothing more than a muffled pop, but smoke pours out of the ground. The shells are now harmless. About 1.5 billion shells were fired during the war here on the Western Front. Collin and his colleagues bring in between 50 and 75,000 tons of them a year. At that rate, they'll have enough work to keep them busy for the next 500 years. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Amiens, France.